It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
We're getting Ricky Skaggs on this show. Remind me? You really don't know Ricky Skaggs.
Jeff Lutz.
Son of the late, great Bob Skaggs.
You're funny.
I'm so funny, it's almost hard to bear.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
I am so totally turned on right now, I could spit.
We are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz. We're here until around 4 o'clock today. Max Power Producing Engineering at 869-1240. He's there to answer your call. The IHOP hotline in hour number one, Barry Aiden from the Seattle Studs and former Shocker basketball coach Mark Turgeon. Download the Odyssey app on your phone. You can go back and listen to any part of the show. Also, KFHradio.com. The Olympics ongoing. I don't think we're giving anything away. Simone Biles, again, the all-around champion. That was televised earlier today. Of course, with the time difference in Paris, you'll see that again tonight on the NBC coverage. But I was watching her floor exercise today, and I'm just not breaking news here, but it's just it's crazy what she can do. How tall is she? 4'8", 4'9", and she gets 12 feet into the air. How does that happen?
She works really hard, and she has some natural gifts. And
I mean, I know the floor exercise mat has spring to it.
She's 4'8". That's crazy.
But that much spring? I mean, that's it's unbelievable. She's unbelievable, in my opinion. And then you got Katie Ledecky winning the 1500 meter freestyle by about 600 meters, it felt like
10 seconds, I heard, I think.
And she has the top 20 times all time in that event. How's that happen? Explain that one.
Greatest ever do it.
Yeah, but the top 20 times?
Well, if she's the best, if she has the top one time, then it would stand to reason she has all the other top times too. She's raced that race a lot of times.
Find an event anywhere where somebody has the all-time top 20 times. I mean, well, all time. I mean, this is historical.
Yeah, but
they've been swimming the 1500 meters forever.
Right, and that's a long race, though. So it's not like it's the 100 meters where someone could catch fire or have the best day of their life and work their way into the top 5 or top 10 times. So 1500 meters, it's a long, long race.
Well, sure it is.
So when you're beating people that badly in the Olympics, you're going to beat a lot of people that badly.
She is now.
And have the best times.
Right. But my point is, she's beating all these people now, but she didn't swim in the 90s, 80s, 70s, 60s.
Right. But everybody's faster now. It only gets faster. It's the world records aren't going to get, you know, Michael Phelps does not have any world
records. Look up the all-time records in the 800. Some other event. And find me anybody that even comes close to having the top 20 all-time times.
For what?
Whatever. The 200-meter backstroke. I don't know what events they have in swimming.
I don't think there's an 800.
No, I don't. I was thinking track. But my point being,
800 meters freestyle, women's world records set in 1919, 1925, again in 20. So it's gone down since the first world record from 1319. The world record now is 804. Katie Ledecky.
Well, that's it.
I don't know what exactly that tells you.
So,
but it's a lot faster.
But does Katie have the top 20 times all time in that? No.
She has the top one time. And that's it. But I don't know.
The 200 meter backstroke, which, by the way, what a difficult one that would be. I'm looking at the men here. I'm not sure what I'm looking at.
You're looking at the world record, I assume.
Yeah, all-time world records. Anyway, you know my point's a good one.
What is your point?
Katie Ledecky and Simone Biles might be... Boy, this is another tough one. Who's on the Mount Rushmore of U.S. Olympic athletes?
Phelps, Biles. Is it winter only? Or, I mean, summer only or summer and winter?
Summer.
Phelps, Biles, Ledecky.
So all these contemporary people.
But you can't put, like, can you put Kevin Durant on there? Can you put professional athletes on there? Is it, Carl Lewis would be the other one, I assume, or Jackie Joyner-Kersee or Florence.
What about Jesse Owens?
Well, Jesse Owens.
What about, Bob Beamon? What about Apollo Ohno? That's Winter Olympics.
And he's not American. Oh, yeah, he is, wasn't he?
Yes. Of course he is.
Speed skater.
That's a tough one. What about Mark Spitz? Did he get kicked off when Phelps came along?
Greg Louganis. I mean, there's plenty of people who were probably the best in their sports at any given time. But it's hard to build a Mount Rushmore.
Very hard, and Jim Rome hates it. So to hell with Jim Rome right now.
Jim Rome does not like Mount Rushmore talk.
Too bad. You know, Jim Rome's not doing a show in Wichita in early August.
Why isn't he? Maybe he should.
Maybe he's forgotten his roots. Maybe he's forgotten where he came from.
I doubt it.
It can be a little more of a challenge to do a local show than it is a national show.
Perhaps.
You got a national show, you got everything in the world to talk about. There's never a shortage. You got a local show in a non-major league market, then you got a lot of Mount Rushmores and a lot of me doing the entertaining and a lot of you sitting there and not doing a whole lot.
That works.
And that's what you got. And you better be thankful for it, Wichita.
What am I supposed to be thankful for?
That I'm here.
Oh, okay. Good stuff.
That I'm here. I don't think you can count Team USA basketball players. Here are the people from the United States with the most gold medals and the most medals. Michael Phelps, 23. He's a no-brainer on the Mount Rushmore.
I would say so.
23 gold, 28 total.
Is this going into this year or
this is
updated?
This is this now. Mark Spitz, 9 gold, 11 total. So you go down from 23 to 9 and from 28 to 11, and Michael Phelps is beyond comprehension. Of course, he had a lot more events.
Well, that's part of it. If you're that versatile and flexible.
But, yeah. Carl Lewis, 9 gold, 10 total. Jenny Thompson, 8 gold, 12 total. Katie Ledecky, this is before this year. So now she would have 9 gold and 13. Did she win a... I think she won a medal in another event.
She's won at least a silver.
So I think she's 9 gold and 14 total. Matt Biondi, another swimmer, 8 gold, 11 total.
Yeah, swimmers get a lot of chances that not everybody gets. You know what I'm saying?
Ray Urey, who was a kind of a standing long jumper and did a lot of the jump events. He won 8 gold. 1900 and 1904. 1900 in Paris, 1904 in St. Louis. Caleb Dressel, another swimmer, 8 gold. So, yeah, it's Simone Biles. Of course, she's doesn't do as many events. She didn't compete in the last Olympics. But she's got 6 gold and 9 total.
Yeah, I'm trying to count to make sure. Katie Ledecky, it's hard to count, though.
This is up to date, by the way. So what I said about Katie Ledecky, 8 gold, 12 total.
I believe that's correct, yes.
But Michael Phelps, I mean, when you look at it on paper, it's just crazy.
Well, who joins him on this mountain of Summer Olympic athletes?
I'd say Carl Lewis, Katie Ledecky, and Jesse Owens.
So no Simone.
Simone Biles.
Are we building a fifth head on this mountain?
You can't not have Carl Lewis, can you?
I wouldn't think so.
But I guess if you were to eliminate one, it might be Lewis. But then you'd have
Owens, Biles, Phelps.
You'd have one track athlete, 2 swimmers, and 1 gymnast.
We're probably missing, like, maybe, I don't know, people in other sports that don't get as much publicity. And there's probably an American in one of those that has just been unbelievable that we don't know as much.
I mentioned one of the standing jumpers.
I don't know what that is. Is that an event?
Back in the old days, it used to be.
You just stood and jumped up?
Yeah, the standing long jump.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't a jump. It was a broad jump. That's what they used to call it.
I'd need to look up more information on this young man, Ron Urey. Despite being paralyzed by polio as a child, he developed strength in his legs and became one of the most decorated Olympians in the standing jumps. Urey won 3 golds in both the 1900 and 1904 Summer Olympics.
Interesting.
That's somebody I don't know. Don't know anything about him. But
I'm with you.
I'd like to learn more.
Who is? I can't even. Ron Urey.
Yeah.
Greatest jumper in Olympic history. He was born in 1873 in Lafayette, Indiana. Orphaned at the age of 5.
We don't need to read. This isn't a story hour.
Confined to a
wheelchair.
I'm here
to entertain people.
Isn't this interesting and entertaining
to
learn?
Yeah, but not the way you're reading it.
I'm telling you a story. I'm just kind of going through it. Yeah, a lot of gold in 1904 Summer Olympics. Remember when we found out about Jim Bausch? Paul Savage brought him to our attention long ago when you were doing something about greatest Wichita athletes. Do you think Lafayette, Indiana knows a lot about Ray Urey?
I would guess they do. He went to Purdue. Yeah, I would guess that they do know a little bit about Ron Urey.
That there's not a radio host in Lafayette saying, look at this. Who's this Ray Urey guy? Ron
Urey. He entered the standing high jump. So you would take one step, and then jump, and he cleared 5 feet 5 inches in 1900.
It's Ray Urey, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
What'd I say?
I thought you'd been saying Ron, but I might have just heard.
No, I said Ray Urey.
I might have just heard that.
Ray Urey.
Okay.
I don't think he belongs on the Mount Rushmore, but it's good that we're talking about him. I think we get some bonus points for that.
Why not?
I'm happy with it. We are going to talk with one of the leaders out at the Heritage Classic in Wichita here at Rolling Hills Country Club, coming up at 3:40 or thereabouts.
Who we got?
Greta Bruner. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Greta why can't I talk?
Bruner.
Greta
Bruner.
Why do I want to say Bruner?
I don't know.
Greta Bruner.
Looking forward to it.
I noticed more and more of that. Like,
you not being able to talk?
You can't quite nail the syllable.
Greta Bruner. It's a hard name to say. It's not easy.
Say it 5 times.
Greta Bruner, 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 Greta Bruner,
Greta Bruner, Greta Bruner, Greta Bruner. I can't do it.
I did it.
I can't do it.
After I messed up, I did it 5 times in a row fast.
All right. Max is back in the studio. We're ready for a break. We'll take one now. This is the Bob and Jeff Show on KFH.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
40, if you'd like to give us a call here, it's the Bob and Jeff Show. KFH Radio. We've got the NBC World Series and now in its final 3 days, kind of snuck up on us. Currently, the Hayes Larks and Sandlot Tulsa battling in a quarterfinal game at X Stadium. Do you have a score update on that one? I don't think I can get score updates here.
Well, there's got to be something on that website that would provide an up-to-the-minute score.
You would think, but it doesn't seem to be. Oh, it's Hayes 2, Sandlot nothing in the third inning. At least that's the update we have.
That's what I got.
So the Hayes Larks still in contention to win their first ever NBC World Series. Previous champions Seattle and Hutch and Santa Barbara all still alive. Tulsa Sandlot still alive. They've never won. Neither has Lone Star out of Texas. And neither have the Kansas Cannons, who are in the semifinals. I believe they lost their first game in the tournament. Did they go 1-2 in their pool play?
The Cannons?
Yeah, the Cannons.
I don't know the answer to that question, unfortunately.
Well, I don't know why you don't know the answer. They lost to the Larks in their first pool game. Then they beat the Flyers and the Hayesville Aviators. And today they beat the Derby Twins. So they've recovered from a opening loss in their pool to now be in the semifinals. And that's Phil Stevenson coaching that team.
Well, that's excellent. Phil Stevenson, a wonderful human being.
Yeah, and that's nothing wrong with him.
Yeah, he's always very nice to me.
Well, he's always been. I mean, when you showed up to his hitting lessons.
Well, even since then.
You didn't work as hard at the hitting lessons as
I thought I hit well, as
I think he wanted
did
you
to. Did he ever
to.
Say that privately?
Yeah, a little bit.
Did he or not?
We talked about it.
Did he or not?
I don't remember. Like, I can remember 30 years ago.
If anyone would, never mind. If anyone would remember that, it would be you.
Why do you say that? I don't think that's what you were going to say.
Yeah, it is.
What were you going to say?
Something similar.
If anybody would remember me failing, it would be you. Is that something like that?
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
Isn't it kind of true?
I didn't take pride in you failing.
That's good. That's good to know.
I don't remember you failing it that much.
I don't think I did.
You're failing a little bit right now.
How so?
You know how so.
Tell me.
No, I'm not going to tell you.
Just say it.
You know, we've already hashed it out in hour number one.
I think we hashed it out at all, but that's all right.
Well, I've made my point. You have dug in, and that's the way it is.
I might dig out. You never know. Maybe. Things change.
But, I don't know. I would love it if things would change.
But yesterday I felt my entire body just shut down, and I felt at that point that it might be best to get rest whenever I can.
Well, that's hard for me to imagine because for the last 2+ years, I've been working nonstop. So, I don't know. I guess I can't relate.
You can.
I don't know if I can or not. I've always put this show, I've always made it somewhat of a priority, even in the...
I've been home only to sleep for 3 days.
Well, but that's you've made that choice.
No,
that's
I haven't.
Nobody, sure you have. Who did you? Did they force you to do Wind Surge?
No, but
you chose to do that job.
I don't mind that job. I love that job.
Right,
I wish I could do only that and make a living. That would be fantastic.
Right. But, I mean, you have a regular job. You've chosen to do this show and all that entails. And then you chose to add on the Wind Surge during their season. Those are all your decisions, nobody else's.
Well, I was interviewed for a documentary. I had a doctor's appointment.
We all have busy lives.
Okay. And some of us take time to recuperate and recalibrate.
Well, that's whatever.
And
I get it.
I'm never going to be this guy that's like, oh, well, I got to work to the bone. And if you don't, I lose respect for you. That's never going to be my mentality, but it is what it is.
I don't think that's my mentality. I do expect us to do a show daily when we have the time open. and we're not being preempted. That's all I think. That's just I'll never change that. That's what I think.
Okay.
So if you were to go on a 2-week vacation somewhere or a week off, which you've done.
Not recently.
Maybe not recently, but you've done it.
Not in several years.
I'll make sure that I have somebody in here to do the show with.
What if you were not available that day?
Well, I am. I'll make myself available.
We just had a best of a couple weeks ago.
There's when we were both in Los Angeles a few years ago, we had two others do the show for a while. We'll figure it out.
Well, I remember a best of just a couple weeks ago.
And what was that? Why was that? Why'd that happen?
I was out of town and you had a commitment somewhere.
I don't remember that.
All right.
What was my commitment?
I don't know.
Where were you?
In Manhattan.
We had a best of?
Yes.
I had Anthony here for the day you were in Manhattan, I thought.
Well, there was some day, a few Fridays ago, that we had a best of.
I guess I don't remember that.
It's all good.
And don't remember why, where I was, or even if I knew we had a best of. Now, that's the thing. I don't even know. Nobody tells me.
Well, I think that was your decision.
I've never made a decision to do a best of.
We just had one a few weeks ago.
But I've never been the one to make that call.
Okay.
If we both had a prior engagement, I'd work really hard to try to find two people who could host the show that day.
Okay.
I think. I mean, that's been my MO forever. I don't know why it changed now.
June 28th.
June 28th.
We had a best of.
June 28th. Friday, June 28th. I don't have any idea where I was that day.
I'm not sure either, but yeah, we were in Kansas City. That was the day after Aaron's orientation or whatever she was doing that day, and then it was the day of her orientation.
That was our last day of games in the League 42 regular season. But I don't know. I don't know what I was doing on June 28th. Oh, well.
It happens.
Oh, well.
Yeah, oh, well.
Yeah, that's about all I got. Oh, well.
That should be pretty much everyone's attitude about every minor inconvenience, but some people don't.
Somebody's got to take things seriously.
Some people don't treat life that way.
No, I don't.
Well, that's unfortunate.
I feel good about the way I treat life.
Okay.
That's all. I mean, we have a different philosophy about that. And that's okay, I guess.
Yeah, it happens.
We'll see.
Who are we interviewing?
Don't worry about it. I'm honed in on this right now.
Don't be honed in.
Seeing Greta Brunner to call shortly. She is tied for the lead out at the Heritage Golf Classic at Rolling Hills Country Club right now with a 5-under 67. We'll hope that she calls here shortly.
I'm sure she will. She's got a couple minutes yet.
Here is Greta Brunner from TCU. She's now a member of the Heritage Classic Tour. Hey, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Well, Greta. So you had a 5-under 67 today. How'd the course play besides pretty hot?
Honestly, it was pretty great condition. I know you guys have had a little bit of winter kill this season with all the cold weather. So, you know, the course did a great job of getting ready for us this week.
Can you tell us a little bit about your background? We know you played collegiately at Tulsa and then TCU, so you probably know this part of the country pretty well. What's your background in the game of golf, and how did you end up where you are today?
Yeah, I've been playing for a long time, so I'm 27, and my dad owned a driving range when I was growing up, so that was kind of how I got into it, and then just played in tournaments, realized I loved it, and I couldn't live without it, and started realizing I wanted to play in college and kind of got down that road. And, you know, Tulsa was a great starting point for me, and I loved playing there and realized I had something special and wanted to see what I could do with it. So I transferred to a Big 12 school and played in great events and just got better slowly but surely.
We're talking with Greta Brunner. She's had two top 10 finishes this year on the Annika Sorenstam WAPT Tour, which is making its stop right now in Wichita. So tell us about your game and your dream and where you would love for this to lead, and how do you persevere, and how do you keep chasing this dream of yours?
I definitely want to play on the LPGA someday. That's a big dream of mine. As far as how far I'll get, I'm not really sure. It's kind of a game of luck as well as hard work. So you kind of just see what happens. And if you get the right bumps in the right direction, usually you end up on a good tour and make good money. But I'm just here to have fun. That's my end goal, is just to enjoy what I'm doing. And when I don't anymore, it's time to move on.
Yeah, what else are some of your hobbies? Not that you're looking to move on right now, but when you said that, I imagine that you probably have other interests and other things that you want to accomplish in life. So what are those?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I work at a golf course, so I could definitely see myself becoming a teaching pro someday or something like that. I'm also really, I don't know if you can tell, I'm very competitive. Based on my scores and, you know, how hard I play when I'm out there. But I want to get into coaching, possibly college coaching. I really enjoyed that part of my life, and I think it'd be fun to get back there and kind of help other people get through that and realize their goals.
Talking with Greta Brunner from formerly of TCU, now playing on the Sorenstam Tour. What's it like on this tour? What's the grind like? You know, we have the Corn Ferry Tour that comes through Wichita every year. They play a bunch of events. How many events are on this tour?
There's 12 events. I would say the grind is pretty relentless. It's hard. I've seen people leave halfway through the season and come back later on just to try to save up enough money. It's financially difficult. If you're doing well, it's easy. I'll tell you that. If things are going the right way, it's a heck of a lot easier than if you have a couple bad stretches.
Is there camaraderie on tour, since kind of you're all going for the same thing and have this shared experience, or is it tough because you're all going for the same thing and maybe you know, the spots at the next level are fairly limited and hard to get?
I would say it's a good mix of both. The Women's All Pro Tour, which is it's basically the lowest level of mini tour that you can play. I would say it's more of a growing tour, and so people there are a little nicer. You make friends, you struggle together, you realize things at the same time, and the experience is, I would say, probably a lot friendlier than the next level up. And I think that's just natural with all sports. There's a limited amount of spots, and you want it to be you more than the other person. So it's hard to be friendly and still try to push through at the same time.
Talking with Greta Brunner. So this experience playing in this tournament out at Rolling Hills, I would presume, do you have a host family? What's your night look like? What do you do in between rounds? How do you start preparing for the second round tomorrow? How's all that look?
Yeah, I am staying with a host family, and they're great. They're about 10 minutes from the course, which is awesome. I actually stayed with them last year at this tournament, so it's all familiar faces, and they've got a nice pool, so I'm gonna go take a swim and just hang out and eat some fruit and try to just relax. I teed off at 8 this morning, and I tee off at around 2 o'clock tomorrow, so that's a wide gap between one round and the other. So I just try to have fun, hang out, and forget about golf for a little bit.
Are they going to make dinner for you tonight, too?
I hope so. We haven't talked about it yet, but I hope they do.
I hope so, too. That would be a demand of mine if I was on the tour. Greta, really appreciate your... I really appreciate... Oh, go ahead, Jeff.
I was just going to ask you what you feel like you need to work on the most, or you know, the areas of improvement that you're focusing on most with a lofty goal like getting to the LPGA? What do you feel like it takes to get there?
Yeah, sure. I've got a couple friends that are up on the next level, and they talk a lot about how precise people are with how far they hit the ball. Like, they know their distances with each club more accurately than, I mean, you've seen that video of Scottie Scheffler when he's sitting there on the track, man, and he hits a shot and calls the distance before it's even on the machine. And, you know, those people, they've got great feel. And I think a really good player, which I'm trying to become one, is somebody that knows exactly how far they need to hit it and can gauge that. And, I mean, that's how you get it close to the hole. That's how you make putts. So I'm trying to figure that out and get comfortable.
We've seen, I'll ask one more question. We've seen an explosion of women's sports. It's as popular, I think, maybe as women's sports have ever been. We give Caitlin Clark a lot of that credit, Simone Biles, yeah, and the U.S. women's gymnastics team, what they're doing now. How close is that kind of an explosion on the LPGA Tour? Is that within sight?
Oh, yeah. I would say this is probably, if I could pick any time to be a women pro golfer, now would be the time. You know, this tour started in 2019, and back then it was maybe 30 players on it. And this week, I think there's like 140 players here. So the money is great. There's more sponsors. Everything that those athletes do is growing every sport, and it may not translate directly, but I mean, shoot, we've had a couple sponsors jump into this event this week, and it's making a ton of difference. I feel very lucky that there's the support that there is, and makes my dream a little more reachable, I would say, which is exciting.
All right. Well, really good stuff. We very much appreciate it, Greta, and best of luck in tomorrow and the rest of the tournament.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. You'll have a good one.
All right. There you Thanks. Go. Greta Brunner from the Annika Sornstam Tour. Of course, the LPGA, the birthplace of the LPGA Tour, is Rolling Hills Country Club. So this has the possibility to turn into something pretty big, I think.
No doubt.
And I think getting our friend Jay Delling on board was a big thing for them.
Jay Delling's the man.
He'll push it. He'll push it forward. Yeah, he'll make sure that things happen.
Of course he will. He's a dedicated young man.
Darn right he is.
And very professional and
funny.
I don't know about that.
He's pretty funny. Pretty funny guy. Got a good sense of humor. So thank you to Jay for getting that set up. And thanks to all of you who listened today. Again, Mark Turgeon was with us in hour number one, as was Barry Aden from the Seattle Studs. They are in action tonight at the NBC World Series. They play at 8:30 against Lone Star out of Texas. So that's something you can look forward to. I'm heading out to see the 6 o'clock game, or at least part of it, and to celebrate League 42 photographer Mel Gregory, who is receiving an award tonight. So that's going to be cool. Mel deserves it. All right, everyone, we'll see you soon. Have a good night.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.